the parsha of Yitro. We read yesterday, Vaishma Yitro Kohen Midian Chosen Moshe as Kol Asher Otra Hashem Le Moshe Uli Yisrael Amos. So Rashi says, Mashmua Shoma Ubo, says he heard something. He heard Kriyas Yamsu from Milchemes Amolek. What does this mean, that he heard Kriyas Yamsu from Milchemes Amolek? All the guy knew about Kriyas Yamsu. Rashi says, Vaiboku Amayim Kol Memus Shebaolam. Any water that anybody was near, he saw that the water was split. So what does it mean that Yisrael heard Kriyas Yamsu from Milchemes Amolek? The Teretz Yisrael says in Oz Yashir, Shomu Amim Yergozun. Chiloch az yoshvet loshes, oz nivalu alufei adem, elei moav yochazei moirad, no moigu kol yoshvet knat. Five lishonos of being scared. All the grain of the world were scared. And they should have come and been scared. They should have come and have a shaykhis to the Shechina. Why didn't they come? The Teretz is because Amalek came and he cooled off all the whole effect. Moshe lambatir osachas, there was a very hot bathtub. And people were afraid to go in. Came one person, he jumped into it, and everybody else got cooled off in front of their eyes. They weren't scared that much from the hot water in the bathtub. The same thing, Klal Yisrael, the effect of the Nisim was so great on all the Eden, on all the goyim in the world, and they were scared. Shomu Amim Yergozim, but then Amalek came and cooled it off. He showed, I could fight with them, they're not so great and mighty. But there was only one person that came. One Yisrael came and he went to the Bimis Gayer. He wasn't affected by what Amalek was doing. Amalek cooled off the effect of the Nisim for everybody chutz from Yisrael. That was the mile of Yisrael. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. He heard them both together. And one didn't cool off the other. The effect of Kriyas Yamsuf stayed by him. That's why we find that Yisrael was able to live next to Amalek Ledoros, and it didn't affect him. He wasn't mushpa from Amalek. By the Melchom of Amalek, that Shaul came to kill the Amalekim, al pi nevu of Shmuel, it says, Vayona Shaul el akeni luchu suru redu mitech Amaleki. They were living right by Amalek, and they weren't affected. Shaul said, you should move away because we're doing a war. Because the ashpo of Yisrael, the koach of Yisrael, to stand up against Amalek and not be affected and not be cooled down by Amalek, by his leitzonos, by his milchomas, that stayed ledoros by the children of Amalek. Another place we find Amalek next to Yisro, and Yisro stands strong. It says, Bilam, Bayaris Akeni, Bayaris Amalek. In the last nevuah of Bilam, he sees them together. He sees Amalek and he sees the Keni. Rashi explains there. He saw the Amalek and he saw the Keni. He said, Imono Isa Bosa Esa. And Eson Moshevecho v'sim basela kinecho, that the Yisro is always strong and always learning. It says that the children of Yisro sat in the Lishkas Agozis in the time of Yirmiyahu Novi, could be Terek Lamed Vov, something like that. It says there, or Lamed Gimel. It says that the children of Yisro had a tzavah from their father, from Yonodav ben Rechob, not to drink wine and not to live in houses, to live in tents, today to be able to sit and learn. And the Ashpo of the sweet Ashpo of the Tzibor shouldn't be mashpi on them, shouldn't bother them from their avodas Hashem. And they were a dugma to the whole Klal Yisrael in the time of the Churban, that just like they listened to their father and they didn't go away from what he said, the same thing they should also listen. Rashi says that he came el Amidbor asher hu choynesham har elokim. Rashi says Yisrael left, he was sitting b'chvoide shaloylam. He had everything in the world that a person could want. And he left everything and he went to the Midbor. Went to the Midbar where today to learn Torah. We also la Midbar Lumotay went out to the Midbar to hear Torah and to leave all of Hazeh and just to hear a little bit of Torah. After they cast it, when he was leaving, he went to be Megayar B'nei Mishpachta to bring more people. It says when he was going to leave in Parshas Balotcha, it says that Vayoma Moshe Lechoivo Ben Ruela Midyoni Choisen Moshe. We're traveling. We're going into the Eretz Yisrael. Come with us. Come with us and we'll do good for you. We'll give you a part of Eretz Yisrael. So Yisrael said, I have to go. I have to be Megayer more people and come and bring them. So Moshe says to him, don't leave us. Al no tazav esonu bo yisolonu le'inayim. You'll be for us for eyes. You'll be our eyes. So one pshat in Rashi is, anything we won't know, we'll need Eitzes, we'll ask from you. What was so important that Yisro should be there? They had Amud Onan and Amud Eish. They had a Mishkan. They had the Shechina with them. They had a Be'er and Amon. They ate Ruchnias. They looked at Ruchnias. They were all with Kedusha and right by the Shechina. Nobody could bother them. They could sit and learn Torah always. They needed one more person. They needed Yisro. We need you. Moshe said to Israel, stay with us, we need you. Why did he need him? Right away after that it says, in the parsha of Balosha, it says, Vayis'u mehar Hashem. They went from Har Hashem, Rashi says, Ketina kamboi reach mebeis ha-sefer. Ad kedei kach, they went away from Har Sinai just like a child runs away from school. Why does a child run away from school? Because he's afraid he'll learn more. If he'll stay a little more, they might teach him more, he might have more work to do. Might be harder for him. So he runs away as fast as he could before they teach him something new. And the same thing, the Yidden, Cholila, they ran away from Har Sinai, Vayisa, Me'ar Hashem, Ketina, Kabireach, Mebeis HaSefer, Rashi and Shabbos says that was one Puranus, and the next Puranus was Vayom, Kemisoinenim, they had Tithus. They fell from one Nadrega to the next, Adke Dekach, the Torah had to put in the middle, Vayi bin Soyal Oren, the two Nunim Afuchim, and the Torah is written, Vayi bin Soyaron, right before that Pozek is a opposite noon, and after it is opposite noon, upside down noon, to show that to be mafsik ben Puronus le Puronus. The first Puronus was Ketina Kabarech Mebeis HaSefer, they ran away from Har Sinai, and the second one was that they already needed Tithus of Olam Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prevent it. How did he want to prevent? He was afraid they'll run away from Har Sinai like that. So he said to Yisrael, we need you. Don't leave us. You are the one who came from Kvoido Shalom, from all the Olam Hazi that a person could have, and you ran away, you came to the Midbar, you left everything, you wanted to learn more Torah, and you went to be Megayer people to bring more people to learn Torah. Just the opposite from a Tinuk HaBorech Mebeis HaSefer. That's what it means. Vayishma Yisrael, and he says to him, I'm not Hazi, the son of Yisrael, we need you. Thank you.